And let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Darren, how are you, mate?
Very excited. Football on at Launceston. Two finals this weekend. But first, well, it finally happened for David Teague yesterday, but no surprise.
No surprise. It's been bubbling for a while, hasn't it? But, gee, I feel sorry for him, by the way it's all panned out. And, you know, Carlton just so wishy-washy with their coaches. I mean, Brendan Bolton, I thought, was stiff too to go in. He did. And if you look at the record of David T compared to Alistair Clarkson and Damien Hardwick at the same point of their careers, he's ahead of them. So sometimes you've just got to stick fat with the guys you get in. You get them in for a reason to start with. I know the review found some issues with the players, but work through them. Don't just put in the two hard baskets and change your coach. I'm big on that, and I think it's pretty ordinary, to be honest.
Yeah, so do I. They've had, since 2000, they've had seven coaches, and now they'll be on their eighth in two decades. Hawthorn have had one.
Yep. Yeah, so, look, it's exactly right. It says it all, doesn't it? So, you know, and they've tried both ways too. I think, I don't know if I mentioned to you in our last cross, but they've gone down the path of an experienced coach before in Mick Malthouse. They've gone down the path of a junior coach in Brendan Bolton and people like that. So nothing has worked the way they wanted it to, yet they still want to still do this chop and change thing. So Ross Lyon certainly mightn't be the saviour they're hoping for, I don't think, either.
Do you think, well, he's got to be top of the list. Well, mind you, he's been promoting himself this week, so he might be top of the list simply because he's been in the media talking about it.
Could Nathan Buckley be a left field champ?
Yeah, well,
no one's really mentioned him.
Well, I mentioned it this morning, so it's me and you. So I'm suggesting Buckley and Michael Voss might be a show.
Yeah, Voss would be a sniff for sure. Dom Pike, maybe. I think he's pretty happy in Sydney. I think he ruled himself out of the Collingwood race for that reason. But, yeah, there's still some pretty good coaches out there, so they've got a few to pick from, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go to the finals now. So Port against Geelong. Great game at Adelaide Oval tonight.
Yeah, what a way to kick off the finals, hey? It's going to be outstanding. And obviously, Port Adelaide are really hard to beat over there. They're in really good form as well. I think they've won their last, six games or something like that heading into the finals. And we know Geelong are season finals campaigners, though. So they're going to be hard to beat as well, coming off a pretty disappointing loss last week when they gave up a big lead against Melbourne to lose in that kick after the siren. So they'll be out for revenge. They're bringing Mitch Duncan back, which is interesting, I reckon. Hasn't played for a number of weeks now, probably close to 10 weeks, I reckon. And they're bringing him back for a final. So hopefully that doesn't backfire on him and he's right to go. I'm sure he is if they're bringing him in for such a big game. But I just think Port might get up just because it's in Adelaide.
Yeah. So the second Elim final tomorrow at UTAS in Lonnie. It's Sydney versus GWS. Now, Buddy's 8 short of 1,000 goals. So if things go according to plan.
He's a sniff. He's kicked 13 at Utah Stadium before, so 8's nothing really, is it? Let's be honest for him. So, yeah, it'd be amazing to see, wouldn't it, for him to get the job done. But, yeah, it will take some work. But regardless, it's going to be a cracking game. I just think GWS might win this. I don't know why. I think Sydney's got a young team. They've been outstanding all year. But I just feel like GWS are coming good at the right time of year. They're bringing back big Shane Mumford too for this game. Tom Green is back in as well. We finished runner-up in the Rising Star last night. So I just like the look of them. Obviously, Callum Mills is still out for Sydney, which is an enormous loss. So GWS is a tight one for me in that game, Darren.
Yeah. So qualifying final, Adelaide Oval tomorrow night. Demons finishing top of the ladder up against the Lions, who finished fourth. I'm sticking with the Lions. I'm sticking fat with Brisbane, and I like their last quarter last weekend to win that game, but just really hard to tip against Melbourne.
It is, and I think people have been waiting for Melbourne to fall over, but they're just not. I had that little slip towards the end of the year. I can't remember which rounds it was now, but they've got themselves right back on track. That win last week will give them opious amounts of confidence. You know, were they 40-odd points down and to come back and get the job done like they did was outstanding. So if they can win down there at Geelong, against Geelong, they can win anywhere, I reckon. So, I'm going to go Melbourne, but I wouldn't be surprised if Brisbane win either. Honestly, Darren, if you did your tips this week and you got four wrong, I don't think you could be knocked for not knowing anything about footy, because they really are all 50-50 games, I reckon.
Yeah, so that one's Saturday night, Adelaide Oval, and then Sunday Elimination, Dogs and Essendon at UTAS. What do you reckon about this one?
Well, I reckon this is one of the biggest sporting events we've ever had in Tasmania, this game particularly, given it's two Victorian clubs in a final, and one of those Victorian clubs is a powerhouse in Essendon. So we've talked about what's compared to it during the week, maybe some test cricket, Daniel Gill's world title fight probably, maybe the Victoria-Tassie State of Origin game back in 1990, but not much else gets close to it. So it's going to be a significant day for the state, significant weekend. I shouldn't discount the Sydney GWS game, but the two Victorian clubs in an AFL final, you wouldn't, as I said, I think, too, during the week, you would have been laughed out of the room if you suggested that a couple of years ago. So it's pretty big. And a lot of the Bombers are doing, I think they're going to keep it rolling on. The Doggies obviously haven't hit the form they'd like at the right time of year. Again, I think it'll be tight, but I reckon Essendon, I reckon a lot of what they're doing.
Yeah, well, you could have got 20-1 for Essendon winning the grand final at the start of the season.
Yeah,
I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Probably no, more than that, I reckon. I reckon that would have been 100-1 to win the grand final. Yeah,
right.
That would have been nowhere near being a close thing to win it, that's for sure.
Yeah, they've done very well. All right, let's go to TSL. What's doing in the finals there?
Yeah, well, this has sort of been overshadowed a bit this week, the TSL finals, because it's all about the AFL. So we've got games across both days on the weekend. Tomorrow, earlier start, so it doesn't clash with the AFL for Lonnie and North Lonnie. Whoever wins that is straight through to the grand final, and the loser will play the winner of the other semi-final between Clarence and the Tigers on Sunday. So Clarence and the Tigers played a couple of weeks ago, and the Tigers won with a goal a millisecond before the siren went. Like, it literally left Luke Graham's boot and the siren went, and it was a thriller. So if it's anything like that, we're in for a cracking weekend of footy. But I reckon Lonnie will get through to the grand final, and we'll see North Lonnie play Clarence, I reckon, in the game next week in their preliminary final.
Okay. Right, NPL, Devonport against South Hobart tomorrow at Valley Road. So Devonport leading the competition. They're, I think, 3 points ahead of Glenorchy now. South Hobart are third. Mathematically, all three of those teams could actually win with three rounds remaining.
Yeah, this would make it pretty tough for them if they can win tomorrow, wouldn't it? It's for Devonport, so I reckon they'll go at all guns blazing and try and get that, and then obviously they'll have that nice little buffer with two rounds to go, as you say, Darren, after this. So it's pretty exciting for them. Formidable team, we know that. It's a shame they're not going to be on the FA Cup stage, but I reckon a championship win in the NPL will sweeten that blow a little bit.
Mm. And Chris Gallo's leaving to go to Wollongong. We'll catch up with Strikers president Drew Smith after 8 o'clock. Para Games, Dion Kenzie has been in Cairns. He actually leaves today because his event, the heat of the 1500, is not till next Friday night. And it's a heat and then the final the following night. So we'll have more about Dion next week. No Jimmy Faulkner for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, no, I was going to say it caught us by surprise yesterday. It hadn't really, because it's been spoken about for a little while now, that they might be struggling to come to terms with it, to terms on a deal. So, yeah, Adam Griffiths dropped that to us in the press conference yesterday. They had two or three deals by the sentiment go to Jimmy and his manager, but they couldn't quite get anything done. So it's a shame that we won't see him in purple this year. He's been fantastic for us. He's been here for the last three seasons, had about 30-odd wickets and 90 runs. So he'll be a loss. And I asked Griffith if he expects him to play BBL elsewhere. He wasn't sure on that, but I think the Pakistan Super League got at the same time, so maybe we'll see him over there because he did pretty well at that tournament as well.
Right. And finally, good luck to the Devonport Bulls. They play the grand final of the Tasmanian Rugby Championship. That's on tomorrow at Royal Park in Launceston against Launceston. Go the Bulls. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on Win TV tonight from 5:30. And who's on the Water Boys tomorrow?
Well, all about footy, and we've got Tim Taranto from the Giants joining us along with Mason Redmond from Essendon. So we'll unpack both finals with those two gentlemen. Can't wait for it.
All right, mate. Enjoy the footy at Lonnie this weekend.
You too. Thanks, Darren.